Maybe I'm not the one you've been waiting for.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 410. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Sweet Apple. That song is called You Don't Belong to Me, and it's on the new album Sing the Night in Sorrow, which came out July 28th on TP Records. Sweet Apple is a supergroup of sorts, featuring members of Cobra Verde and Dinosaur Jr., and which, most notably, Jay Maskus. This album includes, I think, Mark Lanegan on it, and Doug Pollard, and I don't know, lots of guest musicians as well. It is still glam, still power pop, and lots of bluesy rock and roll. That's two things that I like, and one thing that scares me a bit. But I'm sure if you listen to the album, you're going to find something that works for you. Kind of a short podcast this week. Well, at least only six songs this time. That means somewhere you're going to get a really long one. And don't worry, it's not black metal. We're going to jump back in time here, back to 2011. Here's a song from Gospel Music. The song is called Apartment.
We'll be embarrassed in front of our friends if we get back together again. But baby, we don't have to tell them. We can just stay in. My apartment, the drinks are cheap.
The drinks are cheap.
In my apartment, I'll be your barkeep.
Be my barkeep.
In my apartment. We'll be embarrassed in front of our friends if we get back together again. Does this make nine times?
No, it's ten.
Ah, oh, who's counting? So let's get down to brass tacks. I'll take you in, lover, if you take me back. I mean, we're meant to be, I read it's a fact in a gospel tract. In my apartment, the drinks are cheap.
The drinks are cheap.
In my apartment. Baby, we don't have to tell them, we can just stay in.
wisdom there from Kepi Guli. This song is called White Whale. I wonder how many of you are out there still chasing your white whale. Let me know how that's going. That is from the album Lost and Loving It, which came out January of this year on Eccentric Pop Records. At least it did digitally. I think the vinyl didn't come out until fairly recently. That album is everything from alt country to pop punk, and all of it done exceptionally well. Before that, we heard from Gospel Music, which is the project of Owen Holmes from Black Kids. The song is called Apartment, and it's on the album How to Get to Heaven from Jacksonville, which came out back in 2011 on Kill Rock Stars. It had been on my to-do list for a long time, but when Bandcamp ran their promotion to donate all proceeds to trans rights organizations, I went ahead and pulled the trigger on that one, and I'm glad I did. That album is just so, so wonderful. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to jump into something on a major label, which doesn't happen a whole lot on this podcast, but I think there was enough interest, and I was curious on what was out there. This is Arcade Fire with the song Creature Comfort.
On and on, I don't know what I want. On and on, I don't know if I want it. I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell everybody. I'm feeling sad again. It's been like this the whole weekend. And it's not just because I'm tired. I watched the train go slowly away. You were doing chin-ups on the handrail, on the light rail. Watch me on that train. You were headed to a party. And I could barely manage a smile. You were making your way of the beer and wine aisle, picking up a bottle on your way home. And I wanted to talk, I wanted to laugh, I wanted to sing, but I just wanted to be asked, but no one's asking. And there's a bucket on the stairs at King's Cross. And I guess somebody put it there, but it seems kind of dangerous. And everybody's dressed up for Halloween. Well, it's November 2nd, so all Hallows' Eve is gone and been. I'm trying not to stare. But you know everything is right out there. Phone doesn't work down here, so here I am. Here I am on my way home. I'm not crying on the train. I'm not going to do that again. So all Hallows' Eve is gone and been. I'm trying not to stand. But you know everything is right out there. My phone doesn't work down here. So here I am. Yeah, here I am on my way home. I'm not crying on the train. I'm not going to do that again. We'll be right back.
confession time. When I was in college radio doing these shows live, long songs like that, just an excuse to go to the bathroom. Not the case here, though. We're pre-recorded. Don't call in. The lines are not open. That was Bill Botting and the Two Drink Minimums with the song Feeling Sad Again. That is on the new album Better Friends, which came out March 10th on FICA and Where It's At Is Where You're At Records. He was based out of London at the time, but I think he's since moved back home to Australia. And if the name Bill Botting sounds familiar, you know him from the wonderful band Allo Darling. Before that, we heard from Arcade Fire with the song Creature Comfort. That's on the new album Everything Now that just came out July 28th on Columbia Records. The album seems to be a biting criticism of commerciality and plasticness in general. And the band built kind of a press around it that tried to make them as plastic and commodified as possible. But I don't think anyone got it. So they recently made a press release saying they're kind of taking back their social media. And so they're going to relaunch this whole thing over again and make it seem like the band aren't jerks. The album's okay. There's a couple of songs on it I enjoy. I enjoy that one. And of course, the Everything Now single's pretty good. But overall, I don't know. Maybe I've just moved on. Let's see. I'm about out of time here, so let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 410. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites, including Facebook and Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things happening. On the 18th, DeAntword at the Uptown. On the 19th, Architects are playing an early all-ages show at Mills. That's free, of course. On the 20th, Father John Misty is playing at the venue which shall never be named. On the 21st, Downtown Boys playing at the White Schoolhouse in Lawrence. The 25th, Mighty Mighty Bosstones at Warehouse Arts. 25th, Train Dodge has a show at the Mini Bar. 27th, Ben Folds is at Liberty Hall. On the 30th, Bleached is at Riot Room. On the 2nd, Living End at the Riot Room. On the 5th of September, Cherry Glazer at the Record Bar. On the 8th through the 9th, you've got Beach Ball at Sporting Park, and I'm not even sure who else is playing that one. In fact, I heard it might have actually been moved from Sporting Park. I don't know. I need to do some research. Ignore me. On the 8th, Armchair Martian is coming to Minibar. I've got some good opening bands on that, though I can't remember who quite right now. Well, I'm rambling. On the 10th, Spoon is at the Uptown. On the 12th, Single Mothers are at the Record Bar. On the 14th, Mountain Goats come to the Madrid. On the 16th, DRI can come to the Riot Room. On the 17th, Little Fingers rather is playing at the Granada. And on the 18th, Sheer Mag is at the Bottleneck. So lots of things coming up in the next month. Looking at the website, a few things have popped up. Finally got up photos and videos and my thoughts on that Drugs and Addicts, Salty, Hip Shot Killer, Black Market Translation, Witch Jail, Deco Auto Show that celebrated Revolution Records' second anniversary in the Crossroads. And there's probably photos up there of the Sweet Spirit, Whiffs, and Drugs and Addicts show from earlier this week at the Blind Tiger as well. So a few things popped up, but I was on vacation, enjoying the wilds of Canada, not thinking a whole lot about you and Too Much Rock. I apologize. We'll do better next week. We're going to end things off here with what I had to listen to while driving through Canada. If you're going to Nova Scotia, you've got to listen to Joel Plaskett. So there's a new album by Joel Plaskett and his father, Bill. The album is called Solidarity, and it came out February of this year on Pheromone Recordings. A song I'm going to play here is called Dragonfly. The album is all over the place. Lots of different things happening there. But this one here is nice, and it's going to take you out on the right mood. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Of your records and old photographs. I'm trying to tell you something. I am the light at the end of the hall. The things that you know, man, you don't know it all. Close your eyes, put down the receiver. I'm trying to tell you something. Speaking a language that you'll understand. I'm trying to tell you something. You live in nostalgia and fear for your future. This age of distraction is no age at all. There's much to be learned from nothing but silence. The light at the end of the hall. Here now I'm gone. You put words on my wings just by writing this song. Go back to the pavement, get lost in the fray. Just remember this dragonfly flying.